Pam, I know you come to Southern New Mexico's Festival of Quilts because this event raises money for children's programs. I understand you've raised many children of your own and served as a foster parent for many more. Tell me about that.
Well, we have three biological children, and we have 10 adopted and two who are our legal guardians. And
15.
15. And our Aboriginal sons, we were never allowed to adopt, but we are legally their parents. We don't have that piece of paper that says they're Hollands, but they are. And we had about 150 foster children over 20 years. So the house was a bit crazy. Yeah.
Where'd the passion come from for taking care of children?
You know, when my husband and I got married, we decided before we had children that we wanted to adopt. So it was something that we had planned, but we didn't quite plan for that many. No, it just grew and grew.
Yeah. And this obviously makes this event special for you. You go to events all over the world, but
yes,
this one raises money to help children, have children's programs be well-funded.
And I think, you know, it's been a fantastic program. When we began, I guess we didn't really know where it was going to go and the direction it was going to go. And now it's grown maybe a little more than we imagined. It's wonderful because people are recognizing the fact that it's something special and really now are coming from all over the United States to attend our festival. And even after this year, we have had people booking in for next year. So I think, and they're not from the local. They're you know, further afield. So it's very exciting.
Well, and from your accent, folks know that you're from further afield too, from
I am.
Australia.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You travel across the globe, sharing your love of quilting and photography. Tell me how you decided to share your passion for your art in this way.
Look, it's one of those things that just happens. And like everything in life, you know, small incidents happen and you just roll with it. And I'm a sort of person who just likes to accept different challenges. And this event came up and it's just, how did we know it was going to get this big? But it's not just this. I mean, I think sharing the idea of being creative is very rewarding, and I'm lucky enough that I have the ability to share with people that are not necessarily in very how can I say wealthy areas. So I can share with people in Guatemala as well as Mexico and Thailand, India, and they share with me, so I get to learn just as much as they learn too. So it works both ways. Yeah.
How did your love of quilting begin?
I was a fashion designer. I was a fashion designer for 20 years. And so one's knowledge of textiles and design, I was able to use that in my quilting. Quilting was only new in Australia when I first started. And so I had to go back and learn the basics, even though I was a designer. And it was amazing. And then I discovered I could use my photography. Then I also discovered I could use computers. And so to be able to combine them all is amazing.
Let's talk about that, because looking at your website, iampamholland.com, it's clear you also have a love of photography, some beautiful photographs on the homepage. Tell me about that, the love of photography.
I mean, I think it's been a passion of mine ever since I was a small child. So I sort of feel the need to capture everything that I see. And then when you're taking photos that way, you're taking photos. I take photos with a view to create something with the photo. And I love colour and I love small things. So I might just like a piece of tin or a piece of grass or things like that that are a little bit different to what other people photograph in my field, not necessarily as a photographer, but in my field. So those are the things that I can put into to textiles, yeah.
You write on your website, speak honestly, walk with pride and learn, constantly. Once you have the tools, you can build the life you dream of. I love that. Tell me about that.
Well, I think, shall I say that when I was a child, I hated school and I played hooky a lot. And I think maybe I came top of the school, so maybe they didn't meet my needs. So I'm almost, I think this is a bit rude to say, but I think I almost educated myself. But you never finish. I mean, every day. We have the ability to learn something new. So every day I'm studying something, going for a walk every morning out in the desert. I'm learning about Georgia O'Keeffe. So I'm studying Georgia O'Keeffe as I'm out in that area where she painted. So those sorts of things. And it's a very personal sort of thing, but then I can also teach that to others.
For someone listening, thinking of quilting or photography or some other passion that they have, what other advice do you have to help them in that journey?
What, in being creative or learning?
It seems that this is a passion of yours, not only to share your work, but to inspire others.
Look, I think, you know, I say I'm a textile artist. I'm an artist because I love all forms of art. I love to illustrate. I love to draw. And I think it's in you. I don't have a choice. It's there, and I have to express it all the time. And there's a lot of people who say, well, I can't do what you do. But if you just sat for 5 minutes a day and put pen to paper, whether it's writing or whether it's drawing something or whether it's creating something with fabric, it grows and it grows and it grows. And I've had so many people say to me, you made me look at things just a little bit differently. And I'm really not doing anything special. I'm just doing the things that I love to do best and share those ideas. I'm not really fussy. If they suddenly say, look, I don't want to do it that way, I want to do it a different way, that's fantastic for me. But some teachers, you have to do it their way. But I just like people to be courageous and creative and take off on their own.
Well, thank you for sharing some of your story and your inspiration for others with us.
Thank you very much. It's an absolute pleasure.